In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whatever we believe our beginning to be, that is what we become. St. Gregory of Nyssa said this. He said, we become whatever we believe our beginning to be. As Christians, we believe that we are created in the image and likeness of God. But we lost our likeness to God. We always add, but you can't lose the image, the fact that you are created in the image of God. And we often mention that when visitors come to the Divine Liturgy, we sense everyone, because all of us are created in the image of God. And we can't lose that, no matter how we live. And we say that what we lack is that we don't live like God. And all of those things are true. But there are more things, especially today in our world, where so many of us believe that we have evolved from something lower than the image and likeness of God, and that that is our true nature. You see programs on television that people think are scientific programs, where they investigate the behavior of animals for clues as to why human beings act the way they do. Actually, that may not be so far off, but it doesn't have anything to do with evolution. It has to do with the fact that we live not like God, but like the animals that He created. So it's not that we have descended from them, but that we no longer live in the way that we were created to live. And the alternative is that we live like the other created things of the world. We have the passions of the animals to guide us. And if we think that that is our true nature, then that is what we will become more and more. Or if we think that our beginning is determined by how our parents were, we may believe that that is our true nature. Or we may rebel against the way we felt our parents were and try to define ourselves by our rebellion against that, try to be the opposite. The only difficulty is that defining yourself by rebellion never goes beyond whatever it is you're rebelling against. And so you end up becoming the opposite of what you thought was there. And that's almost never the case, because we can't see into the heart of another person. So it just doesn't work. We become very confused as to who we are. We are created in the image and likeness of God. That is our beginning. That is what we are meant to become. Some of the fathers pointed out there is a difference between how the Son of God Himself is like the Father and how we are like God. That's an important thing to remember, because we are the adopted children of God. We are not like the Son of God by nature. Chrysostom points out that we are of the same nature as Jesus Christ in His humanity. His humanity is our humanity, and we see in Him revealed what perfect humanity is. But if we are going to be faithful members of His kingdom and live like the adopted sons and daughters of God that we are, then we have to do the works that the sons and daughters of God would do, to live in that kind of way. Today we heard from St. Paul that the Son of God is the image of God. He was there and created the heavens and the earth. He is the firstborn of creation. And that could easily be misunderstood. we could think, ah, creation was made and he was the first one, part of creation. Wrong. What it means is, what creation is like him. He is the Word of God, and the Word of God runs throughout creation. The world of creation and all of us, we were created for the Son of God. And we're not talking about the incarnate Son of God yet. We're not talking about Jesus the Christ, not yet. We are talking about the Son of God eternally. From before creation, when creation was made, there is the life in creation that already comes from the Son of God from before the beginning. And in that sense, he is the firstborn of creation. Before creation, he was born of the Father. Arjun points out that a son can be like his father, like his parent. Or a son can be in every way, every feature, the same as his parent. And that's the case with the Son of God. Everything that the Father is, the Son of God is. He is born of the Father's love eternally. So we're talking about the eternal Son of God. St. Paul, when he says the Son of God is like the Father, he's talking about the eternal Son of God. He is in every way, in the smallest sort of way, like the Father. And then Arjun points out, it's not the same as the incarnation. The incarnation of the Son of God fills our humanity with God's divinity. And the Son of God is not changed. Jesus Christ is the incarnate Son of God. But our humanity, our likeness to God as human beings, has been compared to a drawing. We can see from a drawing that this is the likeness of someone. And then on the other hand, there is the absolute and complete likeness in every way. It goes beyond the drawing. When you see this likeness, you see the original. Because after all, the Son of God is no more visible than God the Father. The likeness of the Son of God is an identity, a likeness that is not of this world. So there is a difference between that eternal likeness of the Son of God to the Father, the one who created all things, and the likeness that we are able to see in the incarnate Son of God. We are by nature the same as his human nature. But we are not created in the image of God in the same way that the Son is the image of God. We are not like that. We are created creatures. We are created creatures. We always remain created beings. The arrogance that we feel in our hearts and our souls when we think of ourselves as being like God, that is demonic. There is no humility in it. We don't sense that when we sense all who come. We sense the fact that God created us to be images and likenesses of him. Created images and likenesses that he eventually adopts by sending his own Son into the world to take on our humanity so that we can live from his own life. The degree of arrogance that we have without even realizing it in comparing ourselves to the eternal God and thinking that we can live as the eternal Son of God lives from the Father is beyond belief. We have advanced in arrogance and conceit hand over hand down through history Until today, many of us believe that each one of us is the standard of our own values, the standard of our own life, that our emotions, our passions, our feelings are the real being that we are. And we raise ourselves up in the most incredible way. We have to remember we are the created beings of God. We are created to be like Him by adoption into His life. And if we want to share in His kingdom and be the adopted sons and daughters of God, then we have to do the good works that He does. The good works of love and compassion and kindness and understanding and long-suffering and all of those fruits of the Holy Spirit that St. Paul recommends to us. Only then are we being the adopted children of God. We need to have a much more realistic sense of what our relationship is to God and how our passions and desires delude us. Our conceit that causes us to provoke one another from an arrogance that has nothing to do with living lives like the adopted children of God. As we prepare for the birth of the Son of God, the real, eternal Son of God, who is in every way like the Father, His birth as a child, that's what we're preparing for. To fall down before Him and not be so arrogant as to think that we now will be able to be sons of God on our own. God sends His Son into the world. He willingly becomes incarnate in order to unite us to Himself so that we can be united to the Father and live out the lives that we were created to live. Only by humility, only by the love of God, only by the death of that insane arrogance that lifts us up to a divine level as Lucifer lifted himself up and lived in the world like the king of the universe. We become whatever we believe our beginning to be. We are created creatures, created images and likenesses to be like Him by adoption into His life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.